Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Continuing with the idea of be careful what you create, we have the story of dangerous chemical dispersants that they're using in the oil spill in the Gulf. The EPA issued an order to BP yesterday, find a less toxic way to break down the oil in the Gulf there and do it in 24 hours. That's because BP has been using hundreds of gallons of dispersants. What it does is break down the crude oil into smaller drops, small enough that
like a detergent.
Right,
like
exactly, soap, yeah. Exactly. So joining us now, Elizabeth Rosenthal, environmental correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. She's written about the EPA's decision in today's paper. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So what are these chemical dispersants made of? What chemical is in them that makes them so toxic?
Well, they are made of the things that are in household detergents, basically, the same things that break up the kind of grease in the bottom of frying pans, break up oil and oil spills.
So why are they, I mean, I wouldn't think it would be, you know, most of those are just soap, right? Why are they so toxic?
Well, some of them are soaps, but obviously you're using them at a large industrial scale, and you're trying to clean up large industrial scale oil. I mean, now we're talking about an application of 700,000 gallons of dispersants. So it's a lot of chemical being placed on and in the ocean.
And really, the EPA is responding to complaints that these dispersants they're using were banned the use of them in Britain 10 years ago because Britain found that they were too damaging to sea life to be used. But here is the response of Lisa Jackson. She is the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. She testified before Congress, and she was asked about the dangers of these dispersants. Here's what she said.
In general, the toxicity of the dispersants is far less than the toxicity of the crude oil itself. And in general, they are shorter lived in the environment than oil alone.
Clearly, the EPA has changed its tune, but they already allowed hundreds of gallons, possibly thousands, to go out into the Gulf.
Right. I like to say that dispersants are a lose-lose situation. I mean, the choice is the oil or the dispersants, and you have to pick which one you think is less toxic. The issue is now, and I think part of the reason she's changed course, is that now we're talking about volumes of dispersants that have never been used before in the U.S., so you really have to think a lot about how toxic are these things. And there are just, as with any kind of medicine or chemical, there are more toxic and less toxic dispersants. And so the argument yesterday was, okay, let's use the least toxin variant we can, which is not what was happening before.
Oh, they were using more toxic. So that's what they're going to go to. It's not that they have to stop using dispersants. There are better alternatives, or are they eventually going to just have to stop using these detergents?
Well, there are better alternatives. They're less toxic and more effective ones than the ones they're using. And ultimately, they may decide that they're not getting what they want from this cleanup, from these chemicals.
And then they stop using them?
Then they may decide to stop using them and go to other methods.
Elizabeth Rosenthal with the New York Times, environmental correspondent. She's written in today's paper about the EPA's decision on chemical dispersants and their use in the Gulf oil spill. It seems odd that you'd just be finding a less toxic version of something, but I mean,
what do they say to the doctors? First, do no harm. I guess for BP, it's like first, do less harm than you've already done.
Yeah, I guess so.